New Justice League trailer coming this Sunday. Geoff Johns and Diane Nelson clear some things up. And Superman's coming back in a black costume? Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
Yes! The legends of the universe have assembled all here once again, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, no Mikey Christmas or Johnny LaQuasto today. They're away on other business. But joining us once again, back from the dead in his all-black costume, mullet, and beard, is Paul Ponte.
Hello.
Welcome back, sir. And yeah, you're wearing the black costume as promised.
I got the black Justice League shirt. I heard there's a little clip coming out Sunday.
I heard there's a clip, too. I'm so bummed that I won't. I'm going to be seeing Blade Runner 2049 tonight. And I was really hoping that it was going to start with a Justice League trailer. But I get it. It's not exactly the same. But, I mean, it would have been such a big weekend for it. But, oh well. Comic-Con, I guess?
Is what it is.
Possibly.
So, do you know anything about New York Comic-Con? Like, is there actually, a Warner Brothers panel? Or is it just going to, like, descend upon wherever they're, like, having their thing? Like, how does it exactly work?
I don't know, but my brother will be there, so I will have to get the DL from him. I'll make sure he calls in and explains it all to us. I've never been to New York Comic Con.
I've never been to New York Comic Con either, but it seems to be growing more and more every year and getting more popular.
Popular.
So, how you guys been? What's going on?
Introduce me.
Oh, sorry. Paul Ponte is here. Did I mention that, ladies and gentlemen? No, as many of you have quoted, the crown jewel of this whole shit is Roxy Stryer. Here she is. She's Roxy Stryer.
I spit hot fire.
You spit what?
Hot fire.
She spits
Dylon,
hot fire.
Dylon, Dylon, and Dylon.
That's great.
Uh-huh. Relevant.
Excellent. Totally relevant. Hey, everybody. My name is Adam Gertler. Happy to be in the captain's chair today. Wearing my Appetite for Justice shirt.
Just a few weeks
away. We're just like a little bit over a month.
Wild. Mm. It seems like we've been talking about this movie for years.
And I still...
And we kind of have.
I mean, I know this is going to change in the next couple of weeks because more and more people are going to see this movie. And unfortunately, the way things are today, you can sort of start to get a feel for things before they come out. It's just impossible.
Start gauging what the reaction is going to be.
But Paul, right now, we haven't talked to you in a while. Where are your hopes? Where are your expectations? What do you think about Justice League and that you're going to see?
I'm hoping that after Wonder Woman and how great it was, I'm hoping that all the stuff about, oh, there's reshoots, there's Joss Whedon, I'm really optimistic for a few reasons. One, this we're going to talk about a little later, maybe the term of not having everything build up into everything else in mm-hmm. all the other movies. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I called it.
And I'm really optimistic. I love the trailer so far. I think the final trailer is going to give us a better feel of what this final version of the film is going to be like. I mean, I don't buy that they say that there's not a lot of changes, because there probably is.
I know.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
We can also, Anthony, in the booth, we can start taking a look at some of these new posters, actually, that were put out this week. The posters have been great, and I will say the internet reaction from a lot of the posters, are these the all-in ones right there? We got Batman right there.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes?
How often do you feel like a poster determines the quality of a film?
Oh, never.
Literally 0% of the time. It is so funny how excited we all get, because I'm one of them too. I'm like, oh my God, these are the best posters.
It's true.
But it's like,
we just need a different pose. Need a different pose, and we're excited.
Strike a pose.
Oh, there's Aqua. Aqualad.
I liked Wonder.
Looking good. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's Wonder. She looks great. I like the all-in thing. Flashy.
Flash is cool, too. Yeah, Aqua's cool. Which one's
your
favorite?
What else we got? Oh, we got Cyborg right there. Still don't know what to expect from Cyborg.
Me neither. Clue.
Really hoping the effects have improved since, like, that first trailer. I think the second trailer looked better. You had that one. That's the old school one that we've been looking at. Do you have that last one that I sent you? That newer one? Oh, look at that! Oh, surprise!
Oop, there it is.
Little Green Lantern in there.
Yeah.
That's some fan work right there. Yeah, but
that's a work of Adam Gertler on his iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of my little talents there. But so do you think you're gonna get some Green Lantern in this?
Yeah. Oh, you're not asking me.
No, I'm asking generally.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Now, do I think that it will either be Hal or Guy or John or anybody that people would be expecting to see? No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I do think references, kind of like what we get sometimes on the TV shows, or maybe a split second, see something, somebody's come, somebody from the core, something like that.
I'm thinking good chance that Steppenwolf is turned into the intergalactic police custody of one of the lanterns, potentially. And they take him off world. Some people show up, a bunch of rings, like, lock in. Like, his forces fight the League to a standstill. They just kind
of
win.
What percentage of the film?
Oh, definitely third act.
Okay.
I think Soups,
we're building to that.
Soups is back somewhere in the second act.
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, allegedly that Soups is back. Do you think it's going to be a bad Soups in the black costume?
I'm not sure what they're going to do with Superman when he comes back. I mean, the idea that we get that image of Alfred apparently talking to him, and he's not like, oh no, what are you doing?
What took you so long?
Yeah, I don't see Superman being evil.
Right.
He might be a bit confused, as one would be after coming back from the dead.
I think the big, the big curveball in all this is that we don't know. I mean, that seems like if he came back and was evil and they excised that from the film, that does seem like a huge change they would have made.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that would be too much of a change to just wrap up at the end there. I feel like you would have had to gear it up to that and then follow through with that.
What is the chat roll saying? What are their feelings?
They like your theory. Hugh says, Adam, good theory on that.
Intergalactic arrest after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Ninja Ned says, bad Superman black costume. Yeah. Westy says, more Alfred. He's a good character. Again, not totally relevant, but
I guess
not fair.
I guess a prevailing theory is Lois is the key, Superman's back.
Do you think they're still going to go with that, or are they going to throw that out? That's what
I don't know.
I'm very, because...
So do you think that was like an Amy Adams, like, he puts her in front of her face, and she's like, no, I'm here, and he's like, that's right, I'm a good guy, I forgot.
I can't.
You can't even?
I can't with that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know us millennials, we literally can't even. So, no, on that one. That, she irks me in the films,
right.
You know that. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see what her usage is here.
She is a Pulitzer Prize winning.
Colin Prime, nice Peter Cullen reference there in his name, said that they're doing a twisted version of the original Superman theme in Justice League. We talked about that last week, the Danny Elfman thing. So it seems to me he's going to be a bad when he first returns. But Danny Elfman did say you're not really sure. So PB, he comes back, and like they're on the field, and this guy comes back, and he's an X Factor, and Batman has been like inspired by Superman this whole movie, talking about Justice League right now, and he's like, oh shit, am I wrong? But then he turns out he's good. So we don't know that he's ever actually bad.
Well, we know Batman's gonna be upset because he'll be like, dude, black is like my thing.
Yeah.
What is this new
outfit?
Oh,
you think they're gonna duke it out over that?
Yeah, that'll be Batman v Superman 2, Dawn of Outfit Wars. That's what it's gonna be.
For sure, that's why. And then he actually doesn't even come back bad. He becomes bad.
Do you think they're going to show him in the trailer? I'm asking everybody this question. I know everybody's got an opinion. Because the fans don't want it. I can say that with some degree.
Well, you're talking about the fans as in the super fans.
I'm
you're not talking
about
the fans as in the general
I'm talking
fans.
About the football fans.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, and we know this thing is dropping on Sunday, there's a good chance they're going to air this during Sunday Night Football, too. Like, they will spend the money to really bump this thing up. And if you do that, can you have the balls to not show Superman or reference him in that way?
Yeah, regardless of what Jeff Johns or any of them want, is it going to be Warner Brothers saying, we need Soups on that commercial? We need Soups on the trailer.
I don't have as big of a problem with you guys do as seeing him. I know that that's been like the point of discussion and the one thing that you and Mikey Christmas agree on consistently. But I won't have as big of an issue just because it's so already there. It's so out there. Now, do I want them to show him? No, but I do understand for marketing purposes that getting people who are big Superman fans to the theater is important. And if you don't know the movie, say you went and saw this movie, say Superman or the last movie, Superman dies, and you're like, well, Supes was the one that I was here for. I guess I'm not going to watch the next one. Like, I'm sure there is a bunch of people like that who watched him die and were like, well, crap, now I'm not coming again.
That's true.
Well, I want to be preserved. I want to see him for the first time in the theater. And I guess you could tell me, well, then you could just not watch any Justice League trailer and you'll have that experience.
No, screw
so
that.
I don't know if that's going to happen, though. I don't have that kind of willpower. Let's move on a little bit. I do want to talk about this. We often talk about, I've often been really critical of DCEU. Not really anymore. Not really the DCEU anymore.
DCU. What are we going to call it now? Just the. What do we do?
DC Films.
DC Films.
DC Films. That's what there actually is a moniker. I think that's a good label. But basically, Geoff Johns and Diane Nelson, the president, I guess, or CEO of DC Entertainment, they kind of had a long interview with Vulture. It came out just after our show last week where they talked about, they set the record straight about a lot of things. And this is the kind of thing that I wish we had more of from DC. Some of the points, some of the big points are that the movies are connected, but not all building up to one story. Hence, no Justice League 2. He references Aquaman as being its own thing, because Wonder Woman was its own story in the world. That seems to be what they're doing. Not so much what we saw in Batman v Superman, where it's like, yes, this is Dawn of Justice, but this is what's coming, and this is what's coming, and all that kind of thing.
Yes.
So what did you guys think of this article, and Geoff Johns and Diane Nelson and everybody kind of speaking to some of these great points, and we'll talk about that.
Definitely excited that somebody said something. You know, I was happy to hear, like you talked about, Adam, all the time, that we just want a mouthpiece. We want to hear it from a reliable source, and we don't want to just keep filling in the gaps because that's what we do as human beings. So I was happy to hear something, and I think this makes a lot of sense. They're going to focus on the individual films. I think that's how you make the best film you can, not by having it lead to another film. These are standalones. You should be able to watch them start to finish, feel satisfied with it, and not just have every single character film lead to a Justice League of sorts. So I think that that's awesome. I wasn't surprised by it, though.
No, none of us were surprised by it, because if we took, and everybody criticizes rumor mongering, but the fact is, all this information has been out there. There's a lot of misinformation, too.
Right.
But distilling all the information, none of this is surprising. Paul, what do you think about this? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm happy about it. Well, first, I'm happy, like you said, that they actually came out in Front Street and just said it. Not pieces here and there of, well, this is going to be a little more stale. Well, this one is going to be... Like, they just came out and said, no, this is what's happening. This is the slate as far as this is our idea of moving forward. It's going to be movies that focus more on themselves and are just sprinkled and connected, which is what I like because I think it gives movies more freedom.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problem that they've had with losing the directors and in the early stages trying to get this really interconnected thing going is that these directors were walking away because they weren't giving them that freedom. Mm-hmm. They're like, and they hadn't earned that at that point. It wasn't like what Kevin Feige was doing over at Marvel, which has almost become an incubator for directors that are right in between there. You know, you're not getting these established auteur directors doing Marvel films, you know. You know, yes, the Creed director is on the rise, but, like, they're right at on the cusp. And that's also, the brand was established first. So you couldn't do the same thing with, like, bringing on these directors, telling them not to be creative as you're developing the brand that people weren't as excited about. And I think a lot of this is the good thing and the bad thing about Warner Brothers and DC, and that is that Warner Brothers is a movie studio first. And, you know, they were bigger than DC. So up to this point, what they kind of imply is that they haven't really gone to the DC creators to inform the movies as much. That was kind of the problem with Green Lantern that people kind of infer to in this article.
Yeah.
Like, that they really just were acting as the studio and not really going to the source material.
About the Green Lantern part, the quote is, obviously the film was a failure. It comes out and everybody feels depressed and so on and so forth. There's no point in bullshitting about it. So
yeah, like, I think that was actually a quote from Martin Campbell, who is a great director. He made James Bond relevant to people that didn't give a crap. And then there was just no direction for Green Lantern. We know Ryan Reynolds can lead a film.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
And I appreciate that honesty.
What about...
To say this was a failure. Like, yeah, it was. Thank you.
Instead
of saying, like, well, there are things that we enjoyed that we did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it was for the fans.
Yeah. There's no need to sugarcoat.
What about the idea that he came out, gave credence to the Todd Phillips Joker origin film, and mm-hmm. said that, yes, that is probably the first one. And yes, there is a side slate of DC films with a label coming soon. He even said that a label of those films will be coming soon. And we actually heard it from the source. Now I think this film is going to happen.
Yeah. And before, I was thinking Johnny LaQuasto Swervy McSwerve Swerve, because you just don't know. Like with the Shazam, nonsense, even though it was announced, it was just so, what is a better word for pussyfooted around?
There's nothing better than saying pussyfooting around.
So they pussyfooted around it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not a good one to say on
Bob
air.
Dylan used that term when he accepted the Oscar for the Wonder Boys song.
Is that true?
Yeah, he did. Thanks these guys for not pussyfooting around and let me make the song I want to make.
Wow, yeah. So anyway, I said it. So I was glad. I was glad that they just came out and talked about it.
He even said in this article that, yes, rumors come out. Some of them are true. Some of them are not true. We want there to be a better way to get the information out there, which I thought was great to hear. And it leads me to believe that, like, again, Warner Brothers, Time Warner, huge company. It's really hard to just, for like Geoff Johns and even the Warner Brothers studio itself to just be like, all right, you guys give the information. It just seems like there's a lot of politics that's going on, and it makes it hard for them to comment on deals that are still in development.
Yeah, he said some of the stuff is true, some of it isn't true. When we talk about things, we're making deals for people to develop scripts or whatever. Sometimes things leak, sometimes they're misreported, and it's frustrating because we do want to go out there and talk about what our strategy is, and this stuff just muddies the water.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And look at, he's like, the guy's in his 40s, but he's so boyish looking. Like, who's a better...
Yeah, he does look like a child.
He's like such a great... champion. And you know, I go back to that thing where, like, he and Kevin Feige were, like, you know, interns at the Donner Company, you know what I mean? Like, that pedigree is really there.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's that going on. And also, it came out this
week. At least they're aware. Like, it's nice to know that they're self-aware.
Yeah.
He sees that this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think everything moving forward, like, Justice League, big question mark. Hope it's awesome. But I'm very confident in Aquaman moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how things are going to be developing.
Because I have so much faith in every person involved in the project.
And everything I've seen so far from the James Wan stuff,
yeah.
and even these set pictures, like, that film feels like it's going to be huge.
I agree.
And really, really awesome.
And I feel like that film was facing the biggest uphill battle just with its character alone. So the fact
exactly.
that it's going to be so badass is crazy.
And I have no proof of this, but I think James Wan is one of the first guys, when we heard about the rumors of him leaving the project, to draw the line in the sand. Whereas we saw the shift from where they were doing this tightly interconnected universe and the filmmakers started walking away. And I feel like Wan is where it happened, because he was gone and then he was back. And the same thing with Reeves. And I think Warner Brothers made this conscious decision, like, you know what? We'll tangentially connect the films, but if we have these great filmmakers and these great characters, let's let them make the movies. And that's how we're going to differentiate ourselves from other comic book universes, by not being so slavishly interconnected.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
So it's all good stuff. And I would like to personally give a mea culpa to Mikey Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because he on this show said, who said DCEU? And Roxy and I were both like on Twitter and be like, DCEU is real. It's from Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Shut up, Mikey Christmas. Go bake your cookies. And sure enough, there is an article that came out this week, and it turns out
that Entertainment Weekly just made it up.
There was this one guy.
And everyone just ran with it.
Yeah, and then he put a cheeky, like, TM in there, too, that he thought was a joke.
So it was an article in 2015 from Entertainment Weekly from Keith Staskiewicz. Something like that.
I'm sure that's exactly how it's pronounced.
Keith Staskiewicz.
The more you try, the more you're upsetting his relatives.
How do you do a CZ at the end of something?
CZ?
Staskiewicz.
Like Moskowitz or something like that? Staskiewicz?
Wicks.
I would say Wicks.
I think I nailed it on the first try. Yep.
I think it's like a TZ.
So that's where it came from, which is just hysterical that we all just rolled with it and, like, let it be true. And Mikey was one of the few being like, hey guys, where did this come from? You guys are just...
It's funny if on both sides, because literally it's the people who like the name who are defending it to the more snarky people. Mm-hmm. Who are like, oh, well, I'm not going to call it that because I think it's a stupid name and it's too long and da-da-da. And it's like, well, they're not calling it either, apparently. So yeah, congratulations. Yeah. You boycotted nothing.
You like DC Films.
Well, I heard DC Films is the moniker that they currently have. Like, next from DC Films coming up. From DC Films.
I like that too, because...
I mean, it's just, it's clean. I don't like DCCU.
Yeah, but the problem with DC Films is it's not DC Films.
Why not?
It's Warner Brothers Films, like...
Oh, Warner Brothers Pictures.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers Pictures, DC Films.
Yeah.
So it could be a moniker underneath that.
Okay,
Warner Brothers Warner Brothers
Pictures presents DC Films.
DC Films.
Based on a novel by Sapphire.
Push.
Yes. Yes.
Lee Daniels, DC Films.
With Bill saying. Finger.
Okay.
With Bill Finger.
Hugh Hoyland says Maggie Christmas will put a lump of coal in Adam and Roxy's stockings this year.
No, so listen. Screwed.
We need the cookies.
Happy to admit I'm wrong. I'll never admit I'm wrong when I'm in an argument. But if proved wrong, hey, you gotta say it. And I'm happy because nobody really loved that term.
I don't know. I mean, you were talking about people would stick up for it. I don't know anybody who was like, this term rocks.
I just didn't mind it. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it is whatever.
But doesn't this speak to what we were just talking about the fact that how did this go on so long?
And nobody said anything.
And nobody from Warner Brothers can be like, hey guys, just so you know, that's not what we call our universe. Like, yeah. That's weird.
They let it go on for a very long time.
It's really weird, man. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not.
And they're self-aware enough to know, so nobody said anything.
Yeah. So weird.
They probably just laugh at us. They're like, huh, civilians making up their silly nonsense.
As we know, the promotion campaign kicked into high gear for Justice League, and so we had some great new images from Empire Magazine, including this great one with Affleck.
I so look forward to when Empire does this.
Yeah.
They always have the best pictures.
Yeah, so let's see. We got some pictures here. I guess we'll scroll through some of those. We got some... this is Batman with his tactical...
What do you think the romantic situation's going to be in this movie?
The sensuality?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Like, is there anything between Wonder and Bats?
Yeah.
Huh. I think it will be a will-they-won't-they sort of...
Because look how she's looking at it.
Screwball kind of thing. Like, I don't think anything will happen with it, but...
I think it was some innocent flirting.
That's what I would like to see. Mm. Yeah, some innocent flirting. I mean, clearly, listen, he's a man. She's a Wonder Woman.
What's happening with Catwoman and Bats in the comics right now?
Apparently, they get married. Apparently, she said yes.
Apparently.
Guys, is that true? Did she say yes? Do you know this?
I don't. I'm not caught up.
I know
she
it was a cliffhanger.
She probably said yes.
She doesn't say yas.
Yas.
She does not say yas.
You don't know that. You didn't read it?
Oh, it'd be awful.
You don't know.
So these images are great. Have we looked at all those?
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons was also talking a lot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We go. So J.K. Simmons.
Oh, I love when he talks.
Apparently we've already seen like his whole part of the movie.
Oh, don't say that.
And again, another mea culpa. I mean, Mikey shot this down, but I was like on the rooftop where Flash was like, oh, that's rude. I'm like, oh, that's kind of Whedon-esque. But
wait, on the rooftop on what?
When all the Justice League disappear, when Gordon turns around, except Flash.
But that was Zack Snyder.
That was Snyder. Right? Yeah, was there. So, yeah, and he was not involved in the reshoots at all. And he's basically likened his performance to be nothing more than a cameo.
Don't blink or you'll miss it.
Don't blink or you'll miss it. What got a lot of attention, too, is when asked about the Batman or solo Batman, he didn't shut it down. He didn't say, I have nothing to do with it. If you could find these quotes, because, again, this is where I have to be really picky, where, you know, I certainly don't think you can say, oh, see, Affleck is going to be Batman. I still don't know. But he seems excited to move forward with the character and work with Ben. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen, though.
True, but I see why J.K. Simmons doesn't know if he's going to be in it, because they're rewriting the scripts right now. So it's kind of like, okay, well, if they decide to do a whole thing in Arkham, maybe he's not going
to
be there.
Let me tell you why the actors...
Okay,
I was just going to say, the reason the actors are the last people to know, and I know this from doing, like, hosting stuff, is because they already have you under contract. If they want to use him, they'll use him. There's no reason to tell him until... Now, granted, he might have scheduling things, and, like, they'll have to deal with that. They might have to pay him if they don't use him a certain amount. but the actors are often the last people to know. And honestly, even if they replace Affleck, you don't have to replace
JK
because it's still the same universe. New actor does not necessarily mean new universe. And there's still the possibility that the Batman Matt Reeves movie could be sideverse.
But do you think it would have to be addressed? Like, do you think that if there's a new Batman, we need a story that explains that? Or are you talking about like a Rachel Dawes situation where we just kind of like swap somebody in and out?
I don't think they're changing actors for
Bruce Wayne. Great example. Great example. You don't think they're changing actors for Bruce Wayne?
I don't. There's no way. Because if only because it's someone... It's Ben Affleck. Like, if it was just some random dude, we'd be like,
right, but
screw
if
it.
They did, because I don't think they necessarily are either, but if they do, is it part of the story, or are we just like, shh, this is a new guy with brown hair and white skin?
Like, that, you know what? That's what I took the comments from Geoff Johns to kind of mean, like, relax a little bit. Some actors might change, too. It's still kind of all connected.
Okay.
You know,
so it's going to be a Kilmer situation, is what you're saying. He just shows up and he...
Yeah, you have the same Alfred. I love that you both were able to pull change of actors from Batman mythology.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, what about Spartacus, the TV show? No.
Well, that's different.
That was very, very sad when that happened, and it was never quite the same without Andy Whitfield. But...
Or on Pretty Little Liars. Nope, lost
your obviously. No, I didn't want to say Pretty Little Liars because it was the most obvious
reference.
That was
the first thing that you were thinking.
Yeah,
or on Friends when they changed Ross's lesbian wife.
Or on Bewitched when they changed Darren's.
It just happens sometimes.
Sometimes
all
it
right,
happens.
So this was the
and
quote.
Affleck, I just read today, was like still working on his personal stuff.
I'll just throw out the daughter on Roseanne.
Yeah, that happened too.
Was it a Becky?
It was a Becky situation.
Yeah, and it was Sarah Chalk who ended up going on to Scrubs.
Yeah, and a million other things.
Yes.
And I ran into her at Comic-Con, and she was very lovely.
And who's going to be on the Roseanne reboot, which no one's talking about?
Nobody is talking about
it. It would be funny if they did it on the reboot, and each actress shows up for separate scenes.
They are both in the reboot.
They are?
Yes,
oh,
but they have not been talked about what's happening there. So anyway, this is a quote. I worked with Ben a couple of years ago on The Accountant, and I met him years before that. I'm excited to work with him and hope to work with him on the other side of the camera at some point as well.
Mm-hmm. And someone else just pointed in, no one said a word about the Hulk change. Didn't mess up their continuity.
Oh, yeah.
He had a whole solo film before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so it could happen. I don't care. I've said this before. I like Ben Affleck as Batman just fine. If he wants to stay, great. And if they move on, as long as they get somebody that's awesome, that's all that matters to me.
Cool.
George Clooney. Wait.
Oh, Paul Ponte.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, speaking of which, we're talking about Superman's return having been spoiled because of a hat. There is some merchandise.
Not
which,
the return of Superman. Superman's return.
Superman's return.
Did they change the description of that hat, by the way, since it first came up? Because now all of a sudden it says, like, based on the comic book story.
Oh, does it?
Even though it's obviously the logo from the movie.
Yeah. Oh, so they've kind of covered it up in the...
It seems like it.
Boy.
It's the weird, worst, best-kept secret... And around, like, you have Henry Cavill's mustache making news, you have porn stash memes and all this going on. So, that to me is, that's why I don't want to see Superman in the trailers, because everybody's openly talking about it, they're saying Superman's in the movie, so let's just spread that word and not actually have to show it.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can get that real awesome
this is
moment.
This is what the update on. So this was from Batman News. Then Batman News updated to say, according to a Batman News reader who works for a company that produces officially licensed DC movie merchandise, this description from superhero stuff may not be official. They can write anything they'd like for their product descriptions without approval from Warner Brothers.
Okay.
That being said, it's the movie.
Throwing that merch company under under that bus.
Yeah.
With the JL logo on it and everything else. Affleck has been making comments. He's also been back in the press world talking about the pressures that Justice League faces in a post-Wonder Woman world. And his comments were basically intimating that it's a good thing that people loved Wonder Woman so much because it took some of the pressure off of Justice League.
Yeah, that must have made him very happy.
Well, nobody wanted to see that sad Fleck meme again,
no.
too.
I mean,
I'm over it.
Yeah. And I'm not a big BVS defender, and I still didn't want to see that meme again.
Here's what he says. It maybe takes a bit of the pressure off of this movie in terms of needing to define the DC universe. It doesn't feel like the whole world is riding on our shoulders so much.
Do you also have the quote where he talks about the fair criticism lobbied at BVS? You know, he basically talks about how dark it was and how that was the criticism. And I think that's a fair way for him to acknowledge criticism. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was the problem with BVS. I don't think that was too dark. I think that it was just too self-serious and not good enough for how serious it took itself. That's my opinion. I know you're a fan of the film, right?
I like the director's cut a lot.
I like it a lot more. But yeah,
there's certain things like the bomb being encased in lead, kind of important.
We talked about that.
Stupid story.
That is the biggest faceplant head. I mean,
none of the Africa stuff makes any sense without the director's cut. None of it makes sense without the director's cut. It's pretty bad.
I agree.
So Martha stuff still didn't make effing sense.
Exactly.
He said, I can understand people saying the film was too dark or this was outside the tone of what I'm used to seeing with the Batman story, and I think that's a fair criticism.
Listen, I'll take it. Let's just, we don't need to pick it apart. I'm great at this moving forward.
Yeah. He says, furthermore, Zack Snyder wanted to make a movie that was more fun, that was a little bit light, that wasn't so encumbered with heavy melodrama.
Okay. I mean, and I understand that people say that, and maybe some of that was true, but if you look at the guy's past films, it's not exactly consistent with lightness.
Yeah.
You know, even like 28 Days Later, right? I mean, that's not a really light film.
Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't really speak to that film so much.
No, I wouldn't say light.
300, definitely not a picnic.
Super light, for sure.
Watchmen, not
real
so
light,
much.
So light.
Sucker Punch, still never saw it. Don't know.
No, I didn't see it either, actually.
Let's just be happy none of these movies are rated R, because if there's one thing Zack Snyder does terribly, in movies that I love Watchmen and I love 300, but he makes the most awkward sex scenes in the history of any film. And I'm just glad we didn't need to see any of these.
I don't know. I thought the bathtub scene in BVS was pretty piss poor awkward.
It just needed Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Bro.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, that's right. Oh God, Watchmen. Oh, how do you feel about Watchmen being rebooted at HBO?
Love it.
Me too.
I love the idea. I think it fits more to a series than a movie.
Yeah, because I feel like they're going to show a lot with the Minutemen. Like a lot with the Minutemen in their prime. It could go all over the place. I don't know. Sounds great. Let's see. Also, you know, Affleck continued to say that Joss Whedon is not making the Avengers, that he was on board.
Says, I didn't sense that we were moving towards something that felt like the Avengers. Joss is more than an Avengers director. He's a good storyteller, full stop, in midstream. Joss got on, and part of what interested him was the puzzle aspect of it, fitting in pieces that weren't there yet, which is a pretty cool thing to say. But he put the rest of the pieces in and gave it his own... I don't know how to pronounce this next word.
His own what? His own...
Imprimatur?
His own imprimatur. Yeah, that's not a term I'm very familiar with.
I'm so sorry. It stopped me dead in my tracks.
I know.
Imprimatur. Joss came in and walked a very fine line between Zack's sensibility, tone, and direction. We found a really fun and inspiring synthesis of these two forms of storytelling. I was so glad everyone showed up to work for Zack.
You seriously get the feeling that everybody in Justice League has been very prepared on how to deal with all this stuff in the press.
Oh, definitely, like, this was a six-hour seminar. Now, here is what you can say.
Right, and I bet it wasn't even so much that, like, here's what you can say to everyone. It's like, gal, you're a character. You're going to have a little of this to say. Like, they made it even more unique to the actor.
Yes.
So that they didn't sound like they were all saying the exact same thing. But it certainly sounds like they're all being like, oh, no, it's definitely lighter. It's more fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? Yeah, totally.
Also, despite all the Zack haters in the world, and there are a lot, you know, we've heard the Hack Snyder nonsense.
Well, I don't think anybody at this point is a hater. They might not like his work.
No, there's still some haters.
But people are like...
The problem is, that's a good point. They should just hate his work if they dislike it. That's fine. Opinions are opinions. But there are so many people who have, like, ragged on him as a person for so long, and yet every actor who works with him has nothing but glowing, wonderful things to say about him. The time I met him at Comic-Con, like, 10 years ago. He was amazingly nice and super cordial, even though I literally saw him as he was coming out of the bathroom like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And he was super nice, and everyone seems to have such good things to say about him. I think people really need to start separating the work part from who he is.
It's true. That's you know,
I think sometimes
that's just what happens when you're that much in the public eye and you have a really high profile job. And listen, the guy. And clearly he's had a really rough personal year that all the money in the world can't make up for what the guy's been through. But it is a part of working in the public eye. You really need to be able to shut it down and look the other way. I remember going to a talk with him at the Apple store in Santa Monica before The Watchmen came out, and he was so enthusiastic. It was contagious. You know, the guy was really into his work. I just think he shouldn't have been the guy to be the architect of the DC film universe or whatever that is
called. Yes, I agree with that.
And not to say that he shouldn't have been a director within there. I just think he shouldn't have been the architect.
And I think back to your point, it is such a gray area because, yes, I think you should be able to separate the person from the work in some situations, but like in others where somebody doesn't believe the Holocaust ever happened.
Yeah. Oh, of course. It goes one way, but not the other. Yeah. I don't think their work should impact who they are personally. How they are personally should definitely impact their work.
It does.
But it does.
You heard Seinfeld walk it back talking about Cosby just this week on
But Zack Snyder just seems like a dude who legitimately cares what fans think. Like, he sounded so bummed when people didn't like Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a preview screening of 300, like, weeks before it came out, and he was in the audience with, like, all the producers. And the entire time, he's, like, looking back and looking at people's reactions the whole time.
So cute.
That freaking movie's perfect. I love that movie. I have nothing but love for that movie, and I love how over the top it is. And Gerard Butler, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Awesome movie. We have some real good info about the Shazam movie from an actual leaked audition tape.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch this audition tape?
Yeah, damn right. Are we going to check it out?
I don't know if we're going to watch it. Do we have that tape? If we can watch some of it, throw it up there. Let's watch a little bit of it. I don't know about the whole thing, but so this is an actor I recognize.
Emails,
I've seen this kid in some stuff, and I'm curious of what the chat role thinks. Like, do you think, is it too much like a Spider-Man Homecoming vibe? Because, like, we definitely...
It is a little bit, but too much is the question, Adam, like you said. So I don't know if the answer to that is yes.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Yes. Does it matter?
Just in the sense that... Oh, is that taken down? Is it not available anymore?
No, I'm looking at it.
Okay. So, like, the idea that, like, the DC characters exist in this world...
Oh, no, I think it might have been...
I would think it would have been taken down.
Yeah, it might have been taken down.
So there was an audition tape with this young actor, and he's... he also, I guess, in the comics continuity or in some of the Captain Marvel continuity, was Captain Marvel Jr., a character that was disabled. Yes, Mr. Lebowski is disabled at some point.
Nice reference, bro.
And he's talking to Billy, and Billy Batson was like, "Didn't you see what I did?" Oh, no, he is Captain Marvel now. Or he is Shazam at that point. And, like, so he's got this giant body. So... I don't know. I'm still curious to see who they're going to get to play this.
The question is, is this leaked or is this, quote, leaked, unquote? Because they have nothing else to say about this movie, but they want to keep it in the public
eye. I think
based
off of what Jeff Johns was just saying, I think he's sick and tired of things being leaked, period. I think this was leaked. I think that this all muddies stuff for them.
Can you see, did the chat roll see this video? What do they think of it? What do they think of this Shazam stuff?
So Large says, "Why are we talking about this?" So that's what So Large thinks. Von Soto says, "Aren't audition tapes usually fake? What I mean is, aren't they usually dummy sides?"
Oh, that could definitely be. That could definitely be.
Xeno Hour says, "I thought these tapes were debunked or something."
Debunked or something? I mean, well, if they were debunked or if they were fake, then why are they been taken down? You know, if they're red herrings, why?
The Fat Blob says, "Save Martha."
Yeah, I mean, I
asked what they were thinking.
Okay,
I gave it to you.
Well, if they're real, I like the tone personally. I think it was a good place to be. This is most likely the next DC film after Aquaman. Yes,
yeah, that is what is being said about when it's going into production. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
but I still think Shazam has been the biggest swerve since day one. We'll see.
It's so weird.
I can't believe this film is getting made.
It's finally getting made, and then The Rock is nowhere near it. That's what's so funny about
it. So bizarre.
That was the
only Although his name is all over it, but he is nowhere near it.
And Tyrese is extremely angry at him for it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyrese is so angry. I was going to tell Tyrese he should be careful.
He wants Green Lantern.
Yeah, but now he's mad at Vin Diesel.
He's getting very close. That Tyrese is very close to pulling a Sean Young circa Batman Returns. Look it up. Sean Young had a very promising career. I don't know what happened to her. I just saw her in the original Blade Runner this week. And then she goes Catwoman crazy, shows up in Tim Burton's office. It's a legendary story. Like, Tyrese, slow down.
He's
The Rock. Don't call him out publicly. You don't need to do that.
We already smell what he's cooking.
You do smell what he's cooking. But anyway, there was a little bit of Jared Leto, who is going to be in Blade Runner 2049. Wow. I guess to impress for that, people asked him more and more about the Suicide Squad stuff. And did he clarify why he has still never seen the film?
Yeah, I mean, less of a clarification and more about why he doesn't watch any of his films. Because he also didn't watch, I believe it's Dallas Buyers Club. He said, when he was asked if he ended up ever watching, he said, no, I never did. I just think with watching your own films, it can be too self-conscious of a process. You either like what you did or you're prone to repeat it, or you didn't like it, and it can make you self-conscious. I'm not sure how much win there is for me, but I read the scripts so I know what's going to happen.
Acting.
Gotta read those scripts.
I love that. Like, I already know what's happening at the end of the movie, so why? Like, but I get that. It is hard to watch yourself. It's hard to listen to yourself. I mean, for me at least. Maybe.
Yeah, no, it is hard. It is hard.
I don't like the way sci-fi did the headline, by the way. It seems a little snippy. Because the way it puts it is, it makes it act like nobody saw Suicide Squad, which we know is a lie because it made a bunch of money.
Yeah, so he said Jared Leto never saw Suicide Squad, either.
Yeah, that sounds like a little, like, side slam right there.
Yeah.
Even though they're talking about as far as his other films.
Yeah,
but exactly. I don't know. To me, that just seemed like a little bit of a pot shot out of nowhere. But
Xena Hour, I did not...
I feel like I
did not spoil Blade Runner 2049. Sean Young was in the original. That's the one I watched this week.
I do feel like you... And I'm not saying Jared Leto is disrespecting people, but I feel as if you work on a project that long and those are, like, your friends and everybody's working on it with you, I feel like you should see what everybody else has done. Even if it's hard to watch your own parts, like, what about your friends that have performed next to you? What about the art director? What about the music? What about, you know, like, all things that people have been working their butt off on?
But he's an artist.
Yeah. It's kind of like what Martin Campbell said about the Green Lantern thing. Like, these productions are huge. They cost over $100 million plus to make. A lot of people work on them. Nobody likes to get to the end of that day and then see that everyone just dismisses it as shit and a click. Unlike you just be like, your movies suck, and you're just like, I mean, we just got back making this project, and the artists and the graphics, like, nobody wants to be, and it's not easy to do. So, listen, I like Leto. I would see him again as a Joker. I don't know, you know, when that's going to happen. I'm still confused about, like, the solo Joker stuff.
That he's not involved in whatsoever.
That he's not involved in. So, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, Leto's a great actor. I like him more than he is as a person. that actually made, you know, that's how good of an actor he is. I ignore all the other nonsense.
Yeah. We have some news on the anime front. It looks like
Batman Ninja!
Batman Ninja.
Anime arrives in 2018. Does it make you excited? You know, this is more up your alley than mine.
So, I don't know if this gets me excited, because I know that they did a bunch of Marvel anime stuff a couple years ago, and it was not great. Did you see any of that?
I saw, like, little bits of it. None of the Marvel animated stuff is good.
That's true. They just don't have a great animated history.
I'm excited about this because it's, what is the other thing that the creator did? He did,
Cowboy Bebop?
No, it says it in
Afro Samurai.
That's what it is, yes.
Afro Samurai, right, which I have seen. Yes.
That makes me more excited for it, to be honest. And hey, any Batman content is good. To me, it's like those old Todd McFarlane variant figures where they'd be like, now here's a ninja spawn. And you're like, okay.
Is this the look at it? I know that there was just a look at it released today from Batman Ninja from Comic-Con or something. I don't know if it was video or if it was just an image or what. That's something cool. That was from a past thing. That was actually from one they did a couple years ago. Let's see. We also have...
Oh, gosh.
Linda Carter?
Yeah. Yes. Big old poopy. Oh, not her. Just what she did. She took a big old dump.
Linda Carter. She's got all up in arms with James Cameron.
Do you want me to read you what she said?
Yeah, tell her what Linda Carter, what the original
Facebook,
Wonder Woman
by
said.
The way, which is amazing, because it's like Twitter just ain't got enough characters for her. To James Cameron, stop dissing Wonder Woman, you poor soul. Perhaps you do not understand the character. I most certainly do. Like all women, we are more than the sum of our parts. Your thuggish jabs at a brilliant director, Patty Jenkins, are ill-advised. This movie was spot on. Gal Gadot was great. I know Mr. Cameron because I have embodied this character for more than 40 years. So stop it.
She even sounds like Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Speaking from the heart.
Your thuggish jabs are not appreciated. Yeah. Like, it's so great.
So stop it.
As he embarks on making 17 new Avatar films.
Yeah.
So many blue people heading to the cinema.
I have to jet.
All right, you have to jet?
Yeah, you gotta do TV time without me. Make me proud!
That seems so weird to do TV time
you
without
you.
You
have to do
you.
It.
Okay.
You swear to
Sorry,
me?
Sorry, Roxy's gotta go, guys.
You swear to me?
I will make you proud. It will be the finest TV time possible. Say goodbye, Roxy Stryer. Tell everybody where they can find you.
At Roxy Stryer, spitting hot fire. That didn't even mean to rhyme in my head.
Don't. Look for her at Roxy Stryer spitting out fire. You won't find her. It's just at Roxy Stryer.
Spitting hot fire.
She spits hot fire. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. We also have some cool set videos from Mirror going against Atlantis Commandos. I don't know if we had video of that. We could see a little bit. There was some cool wire work that you could see. First, it looks like they were marking it out. And then Mirror Sicily. Okay, so look at this. Cool stuff. This is out of costume. So this is like a stunt test going on here. Then we say, all right, that's how that's going to be. So people are assuming it's Mira versus Atlantis Commandos. And before you're thinking, bye, Roxy, before you're thinking what makes you think Mira, go to a little bit later in the video. And then I think we're going to see some big red wig showing up. Oh, look, how much fun does that look, Paul?
Oh, it looks like such a blast, like just anti-gravity jumping around like you're on the moon. This looks great.
So they're marking it out, seeing where, and there we go. There's Mira. So if there's any takeaway from this, I guess it's that Mira's going to have, she's going to be an action player in this film, which is kind of what we suspected.
And we got practical costumes.
Yes. Oh, well, you mean like not Zack Snyder, like fake capes and stuff? Like,
yeah, or like just like the giant suits, how like the Iron Man thing where they just like, it's his head with like a bunch of blue dots around it.
Oh, all the
like,
different dots, yeah.
Yeah, it's like. Look, like they're actually in giant suits.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That is a really good point. I thought that, yeah, Iron Man actually doesn't look as good as he looked in, like, the first movie.
He has this weird neck bobble thing now because it's floating. Know. But this, I love how much practical stuff is going on here. And look, that's a bunch of rooftops. It's not one blue scaffold that they're running across and they're just doing everything else.
I'm curious what the chat roll thinks about this. Like, where do you think this falls in the timeline? Do you think this is going to be, like, after Justice League, or do you think... taken out of it? I mean, like, because you wonder, are they going to do the thing where, like, Arthur Curry's got to, like, figure out who he is? Like, you got to get that origin story. So I got to assume there's going to be an origin in Aquaman, because nobody's ever heard the origin story of Aquaman, and even the comics can't agree on one.
Yeah, are they going to Wonder Woman it? They're going to go back, show you what happened before, maybe? I mean, that would be the easiest way to do it without having to worry about repercussions of... Where's all the other heroes in this situation? I mean...
True, but then there's something about the way that he's perceived in Justice League from the trailer so far, where he's just this guy like who's undercover, arriving on the King Tide and showing up with fish. Is it like all the other times is just he's chilling in Atlantis? Because I was getting this sort of Drifter vibe from that he was a guy without a home. So I'm really curious.
Maybe that's why he's a Drifter now, is because he's already taken care of this issue. And now he's kind of, I'm going to help the people now that I've already helped my people.
Interesting. So Sky Patterson says Aquaman film takes place before and after JLA. That's a good call.
There you go. Cut back and forth.
Movie fights on Rhino and just blah, 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 blah. Before Justice League, they know each other in Justice League. They know each other in Justice League. Who knows each other? Oh, Mira and Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. Is this how they meet? Is this for Mira?
And we have Geoff Johns. Comments about, you know, it being like its own film too, so not very integrated, so a lot of curiosity there. Okay, well, I guess that's all the movie news we'll get to for today, and I guess to honor her, we will do a little bit of that thing that happens after we've done all the It's time for Roxy Strikes. There you go. Play it loud. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Paul, you're not in this new version of the song, but we'll... We should get, like, a little Paul Ponte insert, kind of like when Batgirl was on the Batman 66 show. Oh, and, yeah. Like, you knew the... You saw the thing? Yeah. I used to get really excited when...
Those are the best episodes.
Those are the best episodes. Okay, there's a new Legends of Tomorrow poster. Time, you break it, you fix it. That's pretty cool.
Super excited. I love this show so much.
Me too.
It's such a good, like... The negative reviews are people who just don't like comic book things, because it is the most comic booky out of all the shows.
I also think it's the story that I most want to come back to, because I feel like the seasons are just a little bit shorter. Mm-hmm. And so it's really wacky and out there. And I'm just getting a little bored with some of the other CW stuff. And mm-hmm. like, I'm not as excited. And like, Legends is exciting because I know it's going to bring... There'll be like a one-off, awesome, deep-cut DC reference that'll be in there for one episode at some point.
And because they can go, you know, all over the place and in space and everything, it feels like they're willing to go super wacky. And that's kind of what I like. I like that release. One show that's... Because Arrow's so grounded on the streets.
Yes.
And I love having one where it's just like, and here's the craziness that you're not going to see in any of the other shows. Like, that to me is a lot of fun.
Exactly. We have Betty Buckley cast in Supergirl as Patricia Arias. What do you know about this character?
I don't know much about the character. I know about the actress. She's big on Broadway. She's like a Tony Award-winning actress. And I don't know if they're already setting up for another musical episode by already popping her in there. I hope so. I'd be happy with that.
I think they said they were not doing one this year at least, but maybe. All right, so she's going to be coming up. That's exciting. We have...
Earth-X?
What about Earth-X?
Isn't that what he has up there right now, or is that... We're not talking
about that. Oh, well, Lindsay Gort cast in Titans as Detective Amy Rohrbach. So more Titans casting. From what I'm hearing, this show is going to be very different in tone than the CW shows, and it is also in a totally different universe. And, of course, this is going to be on the WBDC streaming platform.
Yeah, that leads me to be a little worried. I don't know how that's going to be as far as...
Well,
how big of a budget are you going to have for just a streaming platform that isn't Netflix?
I mean, it's not CBS, but CBS spent a lot of money on that Star Trek show. I watched that, and it looks good. Whether you like it or not, whether you're a Star Trek fan or not, I kind of like it, but the effects are good. They do a smart thing where they keep things really dark on the show.
Okay.
So that helps.
It's like the Angel Buffy.
Kind of helps hide the effects a little bit. I also like the character arc so far in the Star Trek show. Again, I'm not a huge Trek guy, so I like it. I know a lot of people don't. I think there's going to be enough other content to really bolster this. You also have the Young Justice season 3 that's coming out on this platform, and then maybe other stuff too. So
I'm just a little worried about the show, not because of this actress. I don't know much about her, so I can't judge, but I know Brenton Thwaites is going to be in it, and everything I've seen him in he has super underwhelmed me. Because he's in Gods of Egypt.
Okay.
He's in the new Pirates film. And he's just not good. I mean, hey, maybe movies aren't his thing. And maybe TV is where he's going to shine. I don't know. But especially if it seems like he's going to be like a lead, I'm not super stoked on that, is what I'll say.
Andrew Kreisberg talks about which Harrison Wells you're going to see on The Flash this year. And it's going to be Harry the Bebop author, sci-fi guy that's not a real scientist, but he's like the spiritual backbone of everybody at Star Labs. I guess rather than introducing yet another one that was kind of becoming a gag, you're going to get the same one, the same Harry.
I thought Harry was the more serious one.
Was he?
Yeah, HR's the goofy guy.
Oh, HR. Guy. Okay, so which one is Harry?
Harry's he's the one who's super serious. He's from the next Earth with...
And he's got his daughter?
Yes.
Is he the one who's got his daughter?
Even so though she's going to stay in her Earth, I think, and he's going to stay here. I don't know why.
And was HR out of there at the end of the season last year?
There. If you haven't seen last season, he goes away in a pretty pivotal moment.
He does go away. Remind me what happened. Spoilers. I saw it.
He uses the the machine to change his appearance to look like Iris, and then he gets killed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. He takes the bullet.
He's the sacrifice.
Okay.
He's the sacrifice.
See, that's why Roxy Strider's TV time, kids. I did not look at these things. I'm doing this on the fly. Thank yeah. God Paul Ponte is here.
It was a good ending to a character that was kind of silly. He had a nice emotional ending there.
So yeah. Cool. And it was... I did like that kind of gimmick, though. Did you see Gotham this week?
I did not. I jumped off the Gotham train a little early, unfortunately.
That's okay. Listen, I can't blame anybody that jumps off the train of any TV shows because there's so much to talk about.
How was it?
It's okay sometimes and other times not. Like for me, it's just not... The reality is it's like sometimes it's so dark and sometimes it's so silly and sometimes it's so broad that, I mean, sometimes it's good. Now they got Bruce in a costume that's sort of like...
Does it look better than it does in the promo images? Because it looks bad in the promo
images. It looks kind of like he's like a goth skier. There's also a new one that they just introduced in the last episode. So, I don't know. I'm really hot and cold with Gotham. I still watch it, but I'm up and down. I don't know. Chat roll, what do you guys think? About the young Dark Knight, the young Gotham, the Smallville that takes place in Gotham. Well, I think that's all the time we have this week to talk about DC movie news. We're being told to get the heck out of here. Paul Ponte, blow yourself up. Tell people where to find you.
You can find me at thescreenwatchersguild.com for my movie podcast. We're going to be reviewing, of course, all the comic movies coming out as well as regular movies. At the Paul Ponte on Twitter. And yeah. And I'm also at LA Podcast Festival this weekend in LA. There are single day tickets available.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Biltmore Hotel. If you come, you can be on my podcast because I'll be there recording all weekend. So
really? Where is this now?
At the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles.
Nice.
LA Podcast Festival. It's a great, awesome event with a lot of good podcasts there doing shows and everything. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Come check it out.
Excellent. Oh, also somebody, Ivan Soda, brought up a good point. Jill Scott was cast in Black Lightning as Lady Eve. That's big casting. That's pretty cool. I did see that. Also, I wanted to talk about the new Rocksteady game that could be coming out. Hopefully, we'll get some information about that, about where they're going potentially in the DC universe. Make sure you follow Ache Quasto, who's not here, Johnny LaQuasto.
His CD's great, by the way.
His CD is great. You should definitely check it out, people. Keep him up there on the list. At Mike Kalinowski, of course, the killer. Follow him in the Schmodown, see all the stuff that he's doing. I know he's in the singles tournament right now. My partner in crime. I'm Adam Gertler. I'll see you next time. Check out Film Therapy. I did that with Brianne Chandler. I did that just today. Talk to me at Adam Gertler. And next week, we're going to have a new trailer to talk about, guys. It's really happening. And see Blade Runner 2049 because people who I really respect are losing their minds over this movie.
Nice.
So I'll see you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.